So last week spoke about the meaning of the Yetzer Hara. Be'etzem seems like there's a number of biurim, or you could put the biurim also in different tkufas, periods, and the removal of the Yetzer Hara. From one place it seems that more of a rational explanation that since then Mimolad says Hashem, people will understand about Hashem, people will understand what's right, what's wrong. They'll be able to be more easily motivated and be able to, the mind could control the heart much more. And that seems to be one more rational approach to the meaning of that there won't be the removal of the Yetzer Hara. From other places, it's mashmal, there's also be a change in nature. You have Maimon of Rebbe Marash, speaks about the pasuk Vasiresi Leva Evan, says that now the nature of the Yetzer Hara is that he's like Leva Evan, he's like a stone, it doesn't get affected so easily from understanding things about Eivishtev. When Mashiach will come, it's the same Yetzer Hara will be turned into Leva Bosses. It's going to be like Hilo would change, it's much more change in the nature of the Yetzer Hara itself. But the same Yetzer Hara will now be more receptive, be like bosser, like flesh, that's bendable, that's easy, that's a cable.
Did the Matisse Yetzer Hara then for
transfer? So he said, yeah, so it's the way he learned. Yeah, that's another Indian. Rav Marash discusses the word of Asreisi Leva Eben, discussing that, Kunira, that itself is different to Kufis, that this we Yetzer Hara, I think he even uses the lashon, it's not pshat, it'll be different Yetzer Hara. In other words, it's the same. In other words, the same thing that was Leiv Ha'Evan will turn into Leiv Basar. Then the Shechitat Yetzer Hara, it could be the Shechitat Yetzer Hara because it's after Tchias HaMeisim is much from the second Kufa. But even the first Kufa, it's still to say that it'll be from the Leiv Ha'Evan will turn into a Leiv Basar, that instead of it being like a rock, Yetzer Hara will be like flesh, is also obviously Shini and Tefa. There's also other biyudim, you have other chaykri yisrael b'chlal, it was more not so much focusing on so much the actual transformation of the Yetzer Hara, but that because of the miracles, al derech, similar to what the Gemara says by Purim, that because of the miracles of Purim, so the biyudim accepted upon themselves Torah mitzvahs. No, the Gemara says that when the Torah mitzvah was first given, so Devisha was kafaleim hakegigis. Devisha uprooted the mountain and put it over the Jewish people. And he says, if you receive the Torah, good. If not, the mountain is coming down. So the Gemara said, mikan medor abulei raisa. From here, the Jewish people could have an excuse if they ever, put the trial why they didn't keep Torah mitzvah. They could say we're forced. But the Gemara says it only lasted until the days of Purim. Once it came the time of Purim, it's not the great nace, so they accepted upon themselves the Torah mitzvahs, brought from their own will. So you have, in a similar sense, you have Bar Benel and others, they explain that because of the great miracles that will take place when Mashiach will come, that will have an effect on the Yetzer Hara and the heart of the Yidden, that will motivate them from then on to do good thing. It's not necessarily focusing on the actual change in the person himself, but more on the events in the world that will have such a, such an effect on the Eden that it will cause them. The Babylon also b'chali has a whole gang in which other Gedolei Yisrael don't. I'm not saying that it's a but loved after they explain things based on this angle. He explains that one of the purposes of Tchias HaMeisim is that when the people that passed away will get up and they will say over Vastutzich L'mayla B'elum Elion, they'll retell what's going on upstairs, and how everything that a person does, every mitzvah, every aveda, the effect that it has, etc., etc. So that will make people do tshuva. It says V'heishiv Leivavus Habonim Leivonim Alavisam, that it will return the heart of sons through the fathers that will be the sons, whichever the ones that will get up at Tchias HaMeisim, they will say what's going on L'mayla, so that's going to affect the people that are alive to realize that the important, I have to serve the Eibushter, the importance of Torah Mitzvahs, and that will lead them to do what's right. So it's also it's a different approach over here, focusing more on external things happening that, you know, motivate someone, inspire someone to do the right thing. But one thing a little bit connected, we're discussing the Inyan of Mashiach will come, that the Torah mitzvahs will be shleimus, one of the Yetzer Hara. There's also the Inyan of Yediyas Hashem. The fact that Mashiach will come, you know, it says, Kimol ha'adet seyes Hashem kimayim l'yam b'chasim, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem as water covers the sea. So this also is something which it's also associated with the removal of the Yetzer Hara. There's also another nekuda over here. In the Inyan of Kimol ha'adet seyes Hashem kimayim l'yam b'chasim, the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. So the Rambam, the truth is, the Rambam is very clear. We all know the Rambam is probably the first thing that most people learn. We all know the Rambam is very clear when Mashiach will come. Sayin Hilchus Shuvah, he describes this in Sayin Hilchus Melachim, that the whole world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. Why? And the Rambam Hilchus Shuvah explains, because the king, Melech HaMashiach, will be Navi Godly, he'll be Chacha, he'll be a great prophet, almost as much as Moshe Rabbeinu, and he'll be even smarter than Shloimeh. And Mamela, he will teach everyone, all the nations will come to hear the Torah that he'll have. And that is what's going to cause that there will be Tirba Hadei V'Chof V'Emes, the knowledge, wisdom and truth will be increased, and it will be B'ribu, it will be in abundance. The Rambam is clear that he's talking about in the first period of Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, will be the increasing of knowledge of Hashem. In other sources, in the Moshul and the Zohar brings the Pasuk also, discusses the Pasuk, Kamal Ha'ad Seyes Hashem, that Mashiach will come, that there will be great knowledge will be revealed. But from the Zohar is Mashma, the Rebbe points out, from the Zohar is Mashma, that it's talking about after Tchias HaMeisim. That the main revelation of the knowledge of Hashem will take place after Tchias HaMeisim. Truth is another place in the Zohar, which Rebbe is not Mitzayin to in that place, where it says that David shall reveal deep secrets of the Torah through Mashiach, and it brings the pasuk Kimol Ha'ad Seyes Hashem. I'm not stira, but for some reason Rebbe doesn't bring that. That's mashma a little bit also, that a little bit could tie pshat and say before Tchias HaMeisim. But Akoponim from the Rebbe says that from the Zohar is mashma that he's talking about after Tchias HaMeisim. And even one thing I'm saying, not some lav dafka machlek is over here. Even according to the Rambam that it will build, that the, you know, that the knowledge of Hashem will be already in the times of Mashiach, the first period of Mashiach, however, it's self-understood that in the second period, the knowledge of Hashem will be even greater. And here comes in the removal of the Yetzer Hara as one of the components over here. The simple understanding of why after Tchias HaMeisim things will be on a totally different scale is because by Tchias HaMeisim the body will be a totally new body. It will be a totally pure and holy body. Now a child comes through natural means from his father and mother. So Mamela, the body is lav dafka, Kaddish V'tor, was not created by the Eibishter himself. However, by Tchias HaMeisim, when the Eibishter is going to renew the body, it's going to come through the Pal Tchia, through the dew of resurrection, and so on, whatever that means, but it's going to, the Eibishter himself, Kayoch, is going to form the body, it's going to be completely pure. There won't be any trace of sin in the body whatsoever. Alderech, similar to the body of Adam Rishon before the Chet Eitz Hadas, and even higher. So Mamela, when there's the complete removal of the Yetzer Hara, we could understand that our Hasag, our understanding, will be Shaloi Berech.
When Isha Taylor Kolyim, this is not for this, the second
one. So Dorot Nusfran, my modern, and Chassidus Tvetzach Harum, that there's a mimer. But Abba also has this mimer.
It's not only Ishotei Cholim. Those that are still alive, then when Moshiach comes.
First of all, it says
going to go through
a mimer of the Rebbe.
Tell us how it's going to happen. The Rebbe says it could be in a second.
Chassidus speaks about it. Chassidus says so. Dear Chassidus read. Chassidus mentioned. So first of all, it also depends which group. After Tchias HaMeisim, the pashas would say. Elam habayim b'yichil shir like pri revia. The pashas the different kufas. Pashas come a time there won't be any pri revia b'chlam.
So
It's complicated. Without a zocher,
yeah.
She'll have children without a husband. Just the same way the earth will produce
it's
a
son. Without a zocher, without the gashmit, the gushim, the gashmit, the taimishness.
No. That's the bazundra zach. It says. He says it's two tkufas. It's a maimer. If you look it up, my mother had a few places. My mother, but that were about spariches. My mother had my soy in Breishis. I think it's page in Gimel Shindalad and on. It's a whole long maimer. The Rebbe spoke also. It's a maimer by Yetzi Tavshin Chavav. The Rebbe also spoke about. It's a very big chiddush, but he explained it. It's two tkufas. One tkufa will be that Otaka be through a zachar, because you have a whole discussion of chassidus that the loss of love of the female will be greater than the male. So first kufa will be a woman will have a child every day through a male. Second period, al derech zeh, similarly in the earth, when it says that I think it's on after tchias hamesim. By the way, the two kufas, I think even nashmashma. I'm not sure, but I see that he said the same thing as in the earth. It says that the earth will give out ready-made bread and clay milas and silk and wool and clothing. So it says, so there also he says, it'll be, so there's two tkufas in that also. One is that it's going to happen through Zriya. You'll have to sow into the ground and the earth will give out ready-made bread. So the second tkufa will be that shataytzi haaretz mei atzma. I think it could be tagged into some Sheikh and Chiesa. I don't remember. Also, Mittel Rebbe's my mother in some places is his cane, there's much a little, Mittel Rebbe changes his mind here and there. But he says that will come the second time, that the second period, that the earth itself will produce, you won't have to sow into the ground. The earth will give out on its own ready-made bread. And similarly, a woman will have a child on her own, without a zocher b'chlam, whatever pshat in that is, but that's what he says. There's many stiras here. I'm saying, the Mashiach will come at Mizan. What
Kufus? There is Mazbar. We will be this whole year in Yanin.
Chassidus says that Sidaris is stable b'chol yom. That now it takes 9 months. Mashiach will come. Take 9 hours. But what's the mind from the Samach Tzedek?
My
other Mirishin also was
1 hour.
It was right. Other Mirishin was 1 hour.
The godless Bechlal, this is kind of, it always works, but the godless of Bezer Mashiach is not the Bittul of Gashmis. Okay. That will be the Gil of Atzmus of the Gashmis.
Good. The truth is that first of all, what you said is there's a Zohar, I think it's Mustam and Pasha's. Tell us, the Zohar says that Yitzchak and Rivka, that they daven, yeah? So the Zohar gives a whole beer that was al derech lasa lavi. Lasa lavi, there won't be Yitzchak and Rivka. So how are people going to have children?
Yeah.
They're going to have to daven to the Eibishter that they should have in order to be able to reproduce, to have a Yetzer, to have children.
No, give
a cook and Zohar. Dachtuch me. The Zohar says that the Inyan of Yitzchak and Rivka that they daven because Yitzchak. Chassidus uses a lashon. It's a mimer. A lot bremer mimer. I know in Tovshimem the Rebbe said this mimer also. Love and Yinu Lulad Rashbi maybe. It's a lot, but I don't know in Tovshimem. You look in Tovshimem this mimer, but. You look on which mimer this mimer is meused on, because there it's more. He said, "Lots of love, you'll be a type of gashmis, just like in order for the zachil shsiya, you have to have some type of appetite to eat, but it's not going to be a type of chumrius. It's not going to be, but it seems to me the different kufas bedavik. I think there's different kufas in it, but akaponim, let's not get. But I think this is Zoya. Remember seeing it? We didn't go through the whole thing." About the Yitzchak and Rivka, the reason why they daven, that also Mashiach will come to a person going to have to daven, but naturally they won't have the Yitzchak, they just have to give them, and pay off, what up, Chalifin. Getting back to the discussion at hand. It's right now, there's a Teva HaAdam is in such a way, it's not, when they ate, they needed to daven, they should have appetite.
The Rebbe says the difference between, with the Chiddush, everything the difference between what the Aziz was masbid.
So they say, yeah.
What was the difference between that and the Be'etah Etzchem Da'at Shemachash? And the Shatah Zay is they're the symbol of why this whole thing happened.
The higher level.
They're in the middle of the Yod Mechlal. They were part of the plan of the middle of the Yodim. That's who they are.
It seems to me at least it's different Yodim and different Skok. It's like After Mei Vesem, the whole Chiddush of Chassidus is like the Ramban, and the Ramban holds, and the truth is I never found a clearer bit in this, but the Ramban learns the loss of love is the goof of a person. The whole word Chassidus Alma mentions that like that Chassidus Paskins like the Ramban, that the Iker is that Chiyos HaMeisim, people are never going to die, they'll live forever. Because the main thing is, Olam HaZeh Gashmi, the physical body, because they just want to live with the Ramban. What the Ramban? That the goof of a person will become like a goof of a Malach. Yeah. That's what the Ramban.
Yeah, but
if Chassidus, I don't know if the Chassidus says, Os los of you, Nesham, and Nizainus, when I go. And what's made us lost love, that the Rebbe says, when it says that they won't be eating and drinking, so we had it in this week's Learn Gula in the back of that pamphlet. So the Chayre, we know there's going to be Siddhas Lev Yasim. How does it fit together? Well, then they say they won't be eating and drinking. Now they say Siddhas Lev Yasim. So the Rebbe says, someplace the Rebbe says that the Siddhas Lev Yasim will be in the Mesam Jeff before the Chiyas HaMesam. But in the Gerez Chiyas HaMesam thing, the Rebbe's letter in Chiyas HaMesam explains that what we're saying is that in this world, the connection, what keeps the body, what keeps the soul in the body is eating and drinking. Shechel Kami won't need it. But there will still be the eating and drinking as an avoida, as al sadar.
Because the neshama be'etzim behusse wants to go back to the yitzah. It doesn't want to be in guf. The asad lavi, then it's nanis in our guf, because the gila eid of gila atzvus, this always says, all the tzumim, all is good. Of the bliyas elam hazeh, the greatest thing, the beautiful that's machen from tzumim, can elam hazeh shvetsu shvach, we can gagam shvetsu shvach with them.
That's today, that's...
Aber yeah, nein, yemot that's had der gilu zan rana vidir avin etzem, bei mevishten, if again, that
the why do you say there's no achil, there's no...
It means that
I hear what you're saying, but I need a marker for it. You know, understand what I'm saying? In other words, I have a sense of shyly that as I learned, as I stack, as I learned on this. You definitely have, and again, it's definitely in even the Maimonides of the Mitzvah of others, you have a gang that eventually reach a time that there won't be a chil of shesim b'kash. I mean,
it's not only Tkufa Shnia, the Retz Gashmi is the Kiyidin. We know what's food and we know what's Tivus. And we live only with Gashmis, and I'm sorry, we know with dollar and cents, etc. And don't go gornished some druchlis that we have in it 1%.
Chad Chorov Tagus.
Go, it's a gay
fashion. The Alephashvi, the seventh millennium, is this, all means it's destroyed. That our whole understanding, our whole connection, physicality. And then in Alephashvi, the vice says it starts all over. I don't know, it's very unclear.
There's one speaking in Turkey of this. Ben meo kilo meis over a bottle min hilo. That the Tayyib is the only Yonim, one guy been first man 100 years old. At is not gonna have a Cheshkin Gashmis, he did all his Birurim. That would still have some understanding. No Ruchnias, close to zero. I'm sorry to say, I'm not talking
it's
about
not,
your.
It's not so hard to understand.
But anyway, let's I don't think there's any clarkite in this. I mean, I'm sure, I'm saying you have to research all the, I mean, it's, anyway, the definitely vice is a different kufis. It's Allah Hashishi, Allah Hashvi. I mean, you look and see, there's definitely different periods in all of this. But getting back to the point I was talking about, since the guf, by Tchiyas HaMeisim, will be a guf Kaddish, will be created from the Eibishter alone, so the Derech Mela, the whole, it starts off totally different. Now we're living with the guf, other Merishan's guf, also, I mean, other Merishan's guf was on the highest, you know, on a very high level. Some places in Chassidus, it even says it was higher than Mashiach. Different places in Chassidus says different things. But in some places in Chassidus, it says that other Merishan before the Chet was even higher than Mashiach.
So his
goof was the greatest thing. Alam only because Chet Tzadas, so that changed everything. So after Tchias HaMesim, after there'll be the Tikkun HaChet of Eitz Tzadas, and with Tchias HaMesim, the body will be a totally new body. Al Derech, you have what Chassidus says about the Binyan Bayis Shlishi, Binyan de Kutcher Brichum, that the third Beis Hamikdash will last forever because it'll be built by Hashem. Similarly, the bodies of all Din will be made by David Shir himself. So Mela, you're talking about a body in that level, Chatchila, everything is supernatural. In other words, Chatchila, it has a total different, you know, it's B'chana, Shaykh, the Gashmi, is the way we understand it now. So the whole world that it's going to be in will be Chatchila, supernatural, you know, much higher world than the way it is today. Then Mela, getting back to what we were talking about before, the idea of a Hasagah, the understanding of Elikus in the second period, Kemuvan, since there won't be the Yetzer Hara. In other words, today, a person, there's really two in Yonim, if I could put it this way. We're talking about the Diyas Hashem and the Stalin Devisha, the Sai Mitzah, the Revelate, another one, and any subject that you're learning, there's the subject matter at hand, understanding the subject matter, then there's the person. Sometimes the reason why you can't understand certain things is because the subject matter is too deep. Sometimes the reason why you can't understand it is because person can't understand. It's kaiser a masig and even kamusik. To use the terms that the person's master masig, person can't understand. The thing is too deep. So now, when in Galus time, so both have one hand godliness is concealed, and sadasheni, even the little godliness that we could understand, but because of the state that we're in, we're unable to relate it. But Mashiach will come on both fronts. This problem will be taken away. Sai. Godliness will be revealed in the highest level possible. It also inside the person himself, the person will be a keli. The person will be able to comprehend and understand it. That's what the Rebbe says. Then the Rambam, he sees that as greater kikayachadam, will be able to understand the knowledge of the Eber as much as a person could understand. So there's really two opposite ways of understanding the Rambam's words. The Rebbe himself and the Sikhs explain the different ways. One way of understanding is the Rambam is saying will be able to understand as much as a person could understand. Because we know a person can't understand Devishan himself completely. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, Raman writes in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, you know, Devishan told him that Fanei lo yirot, understand Amitas Mitzvus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's from Devishan, even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't. So the Raman has to bavar in me. Sigur das boiram ki koyach adam. Mashiach will come, will understand Hashem as much as we could. Now the Sichat Rebbe makes a punfar kerta twist that will understand the highest levels. And that itself will be in a way that we'll have the koyach to understand. The sigur das boiram ki koyach adam, not that it's a limitation, we'll only be able to understand as much as our intellect could handle, but the other way around, be able to, that our intellect will be able to handle the greatest levels. It's a different way of touching the Rambam. But you have in Chassidus definitely that in the second period, Mitzad the Zichuch Ha'olam, Mitzad the fact that the world will become totally pure and refined, the knowledge of the Eibishter will be much greater. You have in the Zohar a Lashon that Ein Min Olam Hazeh Ulei Sam Mashiach Hashiva Machias Bulvan. The Rebbe was Mitzayin to the Zohar. Yeah, the Zohar adds Nachavar. The Rebbe says the Ein Bein Nips Ulei Sam Mashiach Lo Olam Haba Ela Nikius Yediyah VaHasaga Nikius Das VaHasaga. Purity and understanding. Like it seems like it goes together. Like then will be a pure world. So our understanding of the Eibishter will be totally complete. You have in the Rebbe Sichas also, the Rebbe discussed a lot about the meaning of the revelation of Das will be when Mashiach will come. But in one Sichas, the way the Rebbe many Sichas asks why in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, when Mashiach will come, the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem as water covers the sea, So Hilchos Tshuva and in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam both speaks about Mashiach, and the Rambam mentions this pasuk. But Hilchos Tshuva, he doesn't finish off K'mayim L'yom Mechasim. Hilchos Melachim, he does finish off K'mayim L'yom Mechasim. The Rebbe has many sikhs about this. So the Rebbe explains that the one sikha, the Rebbe expressed himself that in the first period of Mashiach, it's only going to be K'mal Aretz Deyas Hashem. The dag of K'mayim L'yom Mechasim, K'mayim L'yom Mechasim means as water covers the sea, that, so to say, the world loses itself and becomes totally submerged in godliness, that will only be in the second period. So, in that sikha, vice versa, the word is how much the knowledge of Hashem permeates the world. But also, in the etzem knowledge of Hashem that will be, in the type of inyonim that will be revealed, move in the second period, it will be high inyonim, so the discuss will be high inyonim that will be revealed. I just wanted again to bring out how the removal of the Yetzer Hara also connects. It's not just an outcome that because, in other words, like I mentioned last week, that because you know Hashem helps you control Yetzer Hara. It also works the other way around also. The more the Yetzer Hara is removed, the more you're a keli, the more the because of the removal of the Yetzer Hara, the way you're able to be the complete knowledge of Hashem.
There's a memorial of the Rebbe quite often. Yeah. I'm doing a memorial right now, and there's one of us right now. This is Rebbe's Masbir. It's a memorial. It's a memorial of Yichum and Snafasin and Skaniyakif. Rebbe's Masbir like this. Rebbe Shaila is how could Kir Shefer be Mamach Leibish, which comes Mamish from Etzem. It's in Dage of a Muchlet. And it's a mitzvah at the end of the day.
What's the question again?
As much as how could it be mamlech Hashem? How could be a tzivri that you should be mamlech Eibishter if the ultimate point of the Ian of Malchus comes as a result of it's so far that it's not even Golel Atzmi. It's there's a Ratzin in Gilead to someone else, and that's a Gilead for himself. Rebbe speaks in such high values over there. And there's one that the Rebbe brings out over there. This is a point constantly. I hear this quite often, and just I don't know why you don't want to say this. That's what I'm trying to figure out. And Rebbe's mouth like this. Rebbe's listening to Moshal Shani. Rebbe says that what I said to you before, that the Dargis, that the reason how it's able to come down and be able to low it to such a low level that the mitzvahs, the asir gashmi, should be affected, is because it's such a great gilei. So the Rebbe says it's very far from it. It's no shaychus to it. So he says, how can you say it's no shaychus? If the whole reason that it's able to be able to come down to such a low level is because it comes from such a high level, so its height is a reason of it, a reason why it comes down, why it's able to go down so long. So it's a connection by the distance is the reason of connection. In other words, the explanation how it's far away is the reason why it's able to go so high. That's the reason why it's able to lower itself to such a low level into also. So another one says, at the end of the day, it's a shaykhis to that also. You can't say it's not shaykhis because the reason why it's able to lower itself so low is because it's so high. So you see, even although I use over here the word etzem, I don't mean to even be the etzem. I don't want to say it and stuff. What's really etzem that it says? That over there is not a reason why. It doesn't have to be so high to be lowest of low. The high and the low is the same thing. It doesn't make the highest and the lowest is the Beibishter is the shavim mamish. There's no difference over there. It's the only of the Eibishter b'bchirasei without any reason. Those beicher yivchav lanos tachaseinu. The b'chira has nothing to do with anything. It's not this high, this is low. It's over there shavu mashin. There's no high and low. And that's the etzah. And that's the gil of last
right.
Is that there's not the highest levels, such a high levels. Oh. It's where The Gilui La'asad Lavi is
where, high and low is
where the high and the low does make no difference. But the Eibishter is Mechaya this world, the Gashmis Elam Hazad, just like he's Mechaya Atzilus and the highest, and Ak and the Gdum, everything, the Kudim, Akudim, everything. The Zelam Mechayas. It's the Eibishter was the same name at the musical that the Veda, the Lamata, the that's the Rizman's. That's the
first day, no, was the Mesa Moshiach, and that's a Gilof and Mesa Moshiach.
No, where did I say?
No, I'm saying it's as bodies, but that's in the Kuddin. What to say is the Kashmir is how's the guy? How's the Yitzhar? The Yitzhar is going to, there'll be the Gil Eir of the Eigish there. Will be Megala the etzim of the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara, his tachlis is, he also wants to do, he is shlichas is to Mamal Ratzin Hashem. And his Ratzin is that his Ratzin, you shouldn't listen to him. That is Emes is Ratzin. And the La'atul Lavi, that will be the Gilui of the Yitzhahara. So when Sheikh Shadda said the Ra, as we perceive it today, won't exist. All these in Yonim, the Hetach, won't exist. But in that, because everything, the etzim will bring this galut from everything.
No, in a chanan, if the Yetzer Hara won't exist at all, he'll be in the sapach latoyim. I'm just saying one thing. I'm saying all my nekuda was just that the inya was just one thing. That the same way the different kufas, Siddur speaks about imbir hara, loss of love, the different kufas in how much will be yedias Hashem loss of love. And in one of the nyanim that hava hatayi, that's the point. In other words, in one of the aspects of the differences between the levels of yedias Hashem is totally in how much is biur harav in the world. That's all. Then vasa yedias Hashem gili atzus and dalat tzadag isn't the date. I'm not taking away from it.
Well, definitely.
As long as I feel all the sichas from the Rebbe read fashit nedagis. There's always from one hand the Rebbe speaks about different dagas and yonim was lovely, and on the other hand the ultimate is those hechel from dagas and my shrankemata.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be kufas. You know that
chias
amazim it says going to be 4 years after Moshiach comes. So it's going to be kufas. That's number one.
It's love dafke.
Huh?
It's just love dafke.